It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And good morning, everybody. Paul Ramel here, broadcasting live from Chestnut Street in Dawson this morning. Monica Bothan with Fashionista Friday, and Monica's all ready to go. Here for another Fashionista Friday, Monica.
I can't believe another one.
Yeah, we've done Fashionista Friday. You're getting tangled up in the course here, but we'll be okay.
That's the story of my life, tangled up.
All right, so, yeah, broadcasting live here this morning in Dawson, something a little different today.
Yeah, as I'm breathing hard, I'm sorry about that, but I had to tidy up a little bit before Paul Ramel came, and then also I have all this freight that has arrived, color, recovering from the wonderful fashion show last night. If that wasn't amazing.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Let's talk about it right now, the fashion show, Dawson Chamber.
Let's talk about it.
How'd it go?
It was amazing. And I had amazing models. Sharon Johns, who did all three of the outfits, she's amazing. We get out to the Vine. It is windier than windy. I mean, I'm lucky the clothes didn't end up in the other town. But it was such a beautiful night. The ladies that came out, either I'm really noticing this because the crux of my store was to have a mother-daughter shopping. You know, I was thinking about my mama.
Yep.
We do things together.
Okay.
There is nothing in this world more important than a mother and daughter doing things together. And I seen that last night.
Oh, that's awesome. In a bunch
of groups. And it was so cute because their mothers were hanging out together and the daughters were hanging out together, but yet it looked like they almost came together kind of, but then they were with their friends, and the mothers were with their friends. You know, it's just, I notice everything. And if you can do that with your mother, you'll never get those days back.
Right, right. And Katie at the Vine did a great job. I understand she emceed the fashion show.
That woman, she's not only beautiful, but she carries herself so well. She speaks wonderful. I mean, if I would have been talking, I can't read anything because I can't see nothing because then I get nervous. I have to wing everything. She just did such a fabulous job. And the models were actually over-the-top awesome.
All right.
That's not an easy job, and no one wants to do it.
And that was sponsored by the Dawson Chamber of Commerce, right?
Dawson Area Chamber. You know, and I can't list all the names because I'd miss somebody. But Emma, you know,
yep. Emma, yep.
Yes. You know, she was all over the place, so then all of a sudden, maybe, can you check in people? Well, that was fun. You know, and then, I was in charge of the back room, all the models, you know, kind of keeping an eye out, which was nothing. I mean, because what else am I going to do, sit on the couch back there, you know?
Right.
It was just wonderful. And Terry and Becky Overlander and Katie and her husband. I mean, there's just so many people that help out. And then, of course, Emma's mama, Stephanie, she's right there with her helping.
All right. Awesome, yeah. Good.
It just takes a village, so if I didn't say your name, it's not because you weren't important. It's just, I mean, it takes a village.
But it was a successful chamber.
It was successful, and it was beautiful, and it was an intimate area. Tables were filled with happy people. Oh, my sisters were there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, awesome. So, yes, it was just awesome.
Good. All right, and we got the shop hop going on.
Yes.
In Boston. You want
to
talk about that now?
Let's do the hop.
Okay, the shop hop started.
Shop hop, yes.
What's that about?
So, you fill out 11 spots to be entered to win Dawson Chamber Bucks. You drop off your passports at Dairy Queen, the Rusty Duck, or the Hilltop Bar and Grill to enter to win Chamber Bucks. And last night, the first punch got the Vine because they were open for the fashion show.
Right.
So people got a head start last night for the Vine.
So it starts today and tomorrow.
Yes, and there is a little asterisk for a couple businesses that are Friday only.
Okay. Sounds like a fun chamber event there.
Oh, my God. It is so fun. So I'm going to love this because people are coming in. They may be seeing some of the fashions that they want to check out. Or they want to get something that they need for Saturday because, guess what? Whatever they wanted to wear Saturday don't fit, or it's cooler and they need a little jacket over it. So it's a win-win.
All right, so shop local, shop Dawson today and tomorrow.
Yes, and at Monica's from the Shop Hop, if you went to it last night, there was a coupon in there for a free necklace set when you make a purchase.
Oh, wow, you get a free necklace set at Monica's here.
Yeah, it's just so many fun coupons were in that swag bag, and it's just a lot of fun to be had today and tomorrow.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about Shop Hop there. As we get closer to the end of the show, we got a lot of apparel here as we're broadcasting live from Monica's Apparel and Accessories here in Dawson this morning.
So this first number screams, the hottest thing out on the runway right now is if you can buy a shirt that looks artistic.
Okay.
It's huge.
Artistic.
Anything artistic. So what does that mean? Looks like it maybe could have had paint blotches on it, or it's got stars and a moon on this. I waited 6 months for this top.
Oh, wow.
This is huge, and the fabric is so comfy. Paul Ramo, what kind of fabric is that?
We just talked about it before we went on the air, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. My attention span isn't very good, Monica.
Burnout fabric.
Burnout? What is burnout fabric?
Remember what we talked about?
Okay.
It's light and airy and cool and comfy.
Nice.
And so I just look at this fun little purse. And that's what you'll find at Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Not only the clothing, but the accessories.
I've been noticing more women have handbags now, little handbags.
It's better.
It is.
Shoulders are... women have so many shoulder problems. What is it from? They're not baling hay maybe anymore or what?
Okay.
Or lifting heavy things. It's from their 18-pound purse.
Okay. That they have swung on over their shoulder, you mean?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So
that's pretty.
The lighter the purse, the better.
Here's the next thing you're going to tell us about is this next item here. This is my favorite this morning. I love that color.
Okay.
It's a jacket.
Yes, but, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned this because this is my linen jacket. But it's new. You know why?
Why?
It has metallic in it.
Okay, metallic. That's why it kind of looks, I'm not going to say plastic. It's cool, though. It's a different style.
That's a cute name. So, yeah, so it isn't that blingy. Sharon had this last night. And most women love turquoise.
Yep.
And it's cheerful, and everyone looks good in it. This jacket is so cute with metallic, paired up with a sleeveless keyhole top. And it's that UPF super soft fabric.
It's amazing how light fabric is now.
Oh, it's, if you, when I went to school, I have to say, when we did things on all the fabrics, that was the key, is the fabric.
Yep, well, the black, that's turquoise color?
Yep.
And now the next one next to it is the black. Oh, you're grabbing the, okay, you can grab that one first.
Well, I'm grabbing the white because it took me forever to get more white in. Of course, I knew that when white, you know, when it was available, I didn't need it, so I didn't order it. But I got some more white ones in, and that just pairs up so cute, like with this three-quarter sleeve hot pink.
Hot pink and white go well together.
Yeah, and in the other room, you know, I have a linen jacket like this with hot pink. I got more of those in because hot pink is supposed to be on what do you call it, on the runway.
Okay.
And so I got that back in, and I talked to my boss, and he said, well.
Who's your boss?
Kevin.
Oh, okay.
He said, if you need spring and summer stuff, it should be brought in now than in a month or two.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's go time.
Yeah, it's go time, that's for sure.
And
what do we got here?
This is...
You're unwrapping...
I did your job.
I did my job.
You can do the next one. This is a V-neck three-quarter top that has this little sheer bottom. This is not only cute, but it's dressy.
Yeah, very dressy.
You could pair it up with a straight leg white pant. You could pair it up with anything tighter on the bottom. If you have flowy on top, it's good to have tighter on the bottom.
Okay.
How cute is that?
It is very cute.
Now we're
the graduation outfit.
Yes, now we're going to test Paul Ramo. Isn't this a cute number?
It is. It's about the same. It's artistic, but it's blue.
Yep.
And it's...
got flowers.
Got flowers.
What's the fabric?
Burnout.
Yes. The burnout fabric. Good job. Good job, Paul Raymond. So now all these tops, we have different capris or crop. There's two different things, crop or capri. And so we have different crops and capris that go with these fun tops.
Oh, no, that's nice. That's a lot of pink, a lot of green, a lot of blue on that one.
Yeah. Paul Raymond loves color. And so I just love this.
Yep.
It's so cute.
No, that's really summerish.
Yeah. Now, what kind of fabric is this, Paul Raymond?
Burnout.
Perfect. Good job.
I'm finally listening.
Oh, that's okay. And then for all the black and white lovers, I have black and white in either the three-quarter sleeve.
Okay.
Or like that reversible dress over there. You can almost take a picture of it, Paul Raymond.
Yeah.
Way on the wall. It's a black and white reversible dress.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
Yep.
Yep. Way over there. Okay.
Yes, way over there. And then,
you have a lot of inventory in your store here.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So we're working on this pile over here, but trust me, you couldn't even get in that corner. But my son helped me kind of get a little bit out of the hole because I was just overwhelmed, and he's seen it. So he kind of helped me out. But
I turned around and looked at this. Look, what's this here? The brown.
I have to keep that out because guess what? It's a brown pleather vest with fur, like a little bit of a Sherpa collar,
okay,
and then paired up with an animal print top. It's too cute.
Yep.
Oh, and right now you have to know if in your wardrobe you need something for fall and winter. I have it now because guess what? I ordered a lot of stuff from fall and winter, and I'm going to have a fall and winter room because once you need it, maybe I can't get it.
Okay.
So that's filling up.
All right, one more thing. We got to wrap it up.
Look at this fun dress.
Ooh, dress. Look at that. A lot of different colors.
Yeah.
A lot of color today, Monica. A
lot of color.
All right. You want to talk Shop Hop again?
Yes, I talk Shop Hop. And it's going on today at Monica's from 10 till 6 and tomorrow 10 to 5. Other stores in Awesome Dawson have their store hours for today and tomorrow. Check store for details. And like I said, there's a few of them that are just doing Friday. So basically, check for details. And if you need a passport, I have some here. And they got some last night. And in your stores, everyone's going to have some passports.
Right.
But I have some here, too.
Also,
right,
there's a big vendor fair going on over there today at the Dawson City Building from 3 to 7.
Okay.
So check that out.
Thank you for telling me that, too.
Yes.
Okay. And, Monica, when are you open today?
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Fashionista Friday, darling. Okay, I'm open today 10 to 6 and tomorrow 10 to 5. Or by appointment.
So come on over during Shop Hop, Shop Monica's Apparel, and where are you located?
I'm located, easy for me to say, I'm located at 931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson, kitty corner from the school. Pinky is out on the yard, and you can see my arbor is full of flowers. Shop Awesome Dawson, because believe me, we are blessed beyond to have these wonderful stores in Dawson.
Monica.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me today.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Yeah. And that's another Fashionista Friday here on Q92.
Bye. Enjoy your weekend.
You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.